Hey, I'm Jim Sear.
And I'm Jocelyn Yuan.
And you're listening to the Avoiding Chores podcast,
where we talk about a bunch of unimportant things, but we find them really interesting, though.
Such as the topic for today's episode, which is about vinyl records. Yes, it is the big thing. The hipsters have discovered vinyl. Production of vinyl has increased over the last couple years.
Actually, just recently, and incredibly to me, vinyl records surpassed, once again, for the first time in what, decades, surpassed sales of CDs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, well, you can understand that, of course, you know, the sales of CDs has gone down dramatically because people, you know, download and stream music now. So CDs are not exactly a hot-selling item. But, yeah, vinyl has surpassed that.
Wow, crazy. Now, what was your first piece of vinyl? Like, let's go back memory lane because we're talking about a format that's been around, well, can we say 100 years?
Yeah, it's been around a long, long time. I actually remember the first record that I bought for myself because, you know, because I used to listen to, I had been given some records when I was a kid, you know, kids' records and all that. But I remember in Montreal, there was a lot of places that sold used records, and I went there, you know, I think I was in grade 7. And I bought Genesis, and then there were three. Yeah, just bought it used, and that was the actual first record that I bought.
Wow. Well, my first, it wasn't an LP, it was a 45, and we had to cross over the border into Maine, and there was this one music shop, the closest music shop, it's called Ezzy's, and I got in there, and I bought two. My first two, I guess, records was Prince, 1999,
okay.
And the Oak Ridge Boys, Elvira.
Elvira. I remember that. Wow, 1999, that was the first record you bought. That was quite late, I guess, for you.
Yeah, because I was into cassettes, right? People were giving me cassettes at the time.
See.
So I, at a very young age, I had a little tape deck, one of those portable... Oh, it's too bad we can't do a visual media here, but it was basically, you know, it was 4 C-cell batteries and one single tape, and kind of like when you do police interrogations back in the old 70s cop shows, it looked like one of those things.
Yeah, I had one of those. I remember it well, actually. But we digress. Vinyl records. Okay, that was fine in 1999. Even then, I guess you were, or in the 80s when you bought those things. Nowadays it's 2017 and vinyl is making a comeback like crazy, and I just don't get it.
Well, you know, I follow a couple bands on Facebook, and they're doing some limited edition vinyl presses, and they're getting crazy with it. Like, they got the different colors, the see-through, putting a little bit more money into the packaging. Like, I can see the collector's item. You know, if you remember when you did find that LP, that opened up that double LP,
sure.
Like, I don't know... another one that I remember when I was a kid was the Saturday Night Fever. Double album soundtrack, right? You open that up and you saw John Travolta in his white suit and just dancing on the dance floor and the Bee Gees. And
okay, so just sell me then. Just sell me a record sleeve. I still don't get the vinyl part. You get sound that I don't know. They go on and on saying that the sound is more real, and I don't know, the scratches and skipping and hissing. I don't get it.
I think it has to do with the fact that we're so on our devices now. We can skip to any parts. It's crystal clear. We got our headphones. I think it's for some people, it's that analog, that old hiss, that feeling that they may have never run into, and they kind of like it. It's kind of like, you know, listening to like old time radio or late night radio. You know, like in Montreal, you have a couple of late night AM stations talking about, I don't know, aliens or UFOs or that kind of crazy stuff, and you'd be listening to that for hours on end, right? And same thing with old crime drama, Green Hornet. you know, some of the other ones. Like satellite radio, they have channels dedicated on old-time radio, you know, dramas, right? And War of the Worlds, you know, if we go back to that one. And I think that that dirty lo-fi sound that gives you that aura that, you know, this is one of a kind. I think that is that collectability that makes people more interested, I think.
Yeah, you might be right on that. I think a large part of it is obviously the tangible thing that you're holding in your hands, right? And of course, with an LP, that thing is very large, and you can manipulate it, and it's in your hand, and you can open up the sleeve, as you say, and all that, right? And I understand that. It's funny. I was just going through an old box of old pictures, printed pictures, and
yeah.
You know, that's something I think we don't do enough of today is actually print pictures, so that we can actually take them and look at them. And I think that's the appeal of the LP record. I get the appeal of the thing of handling and manipulating the thing. I just don't get the appeal of putting it on a turntable and listening to it. It's like, give me the sleeves, and then I'll just play the button on my iPhone and listen to the record that way.
True. Or just sell the print.
That's exactly it. Yeah, exactly. Right? I'll buy the sleeve. I'm okay with that. I'll have a collection of empty sleeves.
All right, and this is about it for the episode today, folks. Make sure you give us a rating on iTunes or whatever you use to listen to your podcast. And check out the previous episodes and other content on avoidingchores.com. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter just by searching Avoiding Chores.